Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition, with John B. Zoe, citizen of Klitschko Nation Northwest Territories and negotiator for the Klitschko Agreement.
Yeah, my name is John B. Zoe. I'm the former chief negotiator for the Klitschko Nation, working on a land claim and self-government agreement with the Government of Canada, as well as the Northwest Territories.
How did you get involved in treaties?
The way I got involved was just through interpreting. And one of the things about living in a small community is that we kind of know everybody. And most meetings in the early years, there's lots of internal meetings. That those internal meetings can happen outside, they can happen with elders gathering in small pockets here and there, and the ability to come and just listen and try to understand what they're talking about. A lot of it is storytelling, of course, but it's through storytelling that knowledge are passed on. And if we understand the language, it gives it greater meaning, because a lot of this knowledge base is land-based, it's activity-based, it's culturally based.
How can youth get involved in their treaties?
Get yourself into the material. Get to know your elders. Get to know, explore your languages. Explore your history. The areas that you depended on. Find out what the strengths that you still have, and the strengths that that were weakened over time.
You need to finish school and go into a post-secondary, but stay connected to your communities to ensure that all the strengths that are held by your community are the ones that hold you up while you're at universities and post-secondary institutions, that the support is there.
Can you tell us about the treaty simulations?
To bring our experiences, whatever experiences that we have, to a group of young people through a simulation, to give an experience of what it's like to negotiate with other parties that have generally the same interests. And part of that is to strengthen our youth by giving them that experience so that they can kind of use that as a basis for carrying on, strengthening, their knowledge, not only on the Western Front, but traditional knowledge, because that's what we're trying to express